Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and moves to third. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Peckinpah tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to third. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carlisle, who is chasing the ball. Calm reaches third base with a triple. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Calm tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstad. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peckinpah bunts towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Carlisle moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Tote reaches second base with a double. Carlisle scores. Shaner scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to third. one out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toth scores. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartley hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Com bunts in front of the plate. Hartley fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to second. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Blankenship moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlisle for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shaner hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peckinpah moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peckinpah scores. Falk moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Slim Harris now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCurdy for a passed ball. Flagstad moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Flagstad moves to third. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flagstad tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Shaner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Shaner moves to second. Elmer Jacobs now pitching. Buck Krause now catching. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Meyer scores. Shaner moves to third. Tote moves to second. It's Red Sox, 5, White Sox, 5. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Shaner scores. Tote moves to third. Reagan moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Grover Hartley. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman now catching. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ward bunts towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Kham moves to second. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kham scores. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball towards left. Fox settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fox. Meyer moves to second. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peckinpah bunts towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Hoffman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Flagstad fumbles the ball. That's an error on Flagstad. Barrett goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.